chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Give to you that I feel like God has impressed upon our heart. Try not to keep you too long. Amen. Just give you briefly tonight. Well, and I think it's briefly. Amen. But anyway, I think it's going to be brief tonight. All right. So, and again, thank you for the church back in, amen, this service. We want you not to forget May 7th. Also, don't forget the first week of August, our camp meeting, morning and evening services. We serve dinner every day, lunch every day, amen. Got folks, got singing groups coming in, staying the whole week with us, morning and evening services. And when is the Parsons coming? Are they? Normally they're here by Wednesday, or at least try to be by Wednesday, stay about 3 days with us. They're from Goshen, Indiana. But anyway, we're, and not just them, we have other good singing. Joy Ayers will be here all week. And then we've got, well, I put in a request, but I'm not going to tell you until they give me an answer. Amen. So, anyway, but I tell you, I love camp meeting, don't you? Lord blesses it. Let's bow our heads, ask the Lord blessing upon the reading of the Scripture. Tony Owens, would you do that? Pray for the preacher.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's begin reading in verse number 1. 1 Peter chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. You may be seated. May the good Lord add His blessings to the reading of the Scripture. We're going to deal with the first three verses tonight by the help of the Lord. That's what God has showed us, and I hope and pray that you'll pray for. I can't preach unless the Lord preaches me, so I desire your prayers. Just by the way of introduction, amen, into the message, have you ever wondered why more people are not hungry for the Word of God? When I say that, let's say that one more time. Have you ever wondered why more people are not hungry for the Word of God? Or not just for the Word of God, but you ever wondered why they're not more hungry for the spiritual things or for the holy things of God? I'll be honest, as a pastor, I look and I know I'm saved. How many here know without a shadow of doubt you're born again? I know I'm saved. Know my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'll be honest, I battle this flesh every day. When I say this flesh, that's one thing it ain't saved that you're sitting in. Amen. And that's old stinking flesh. And we battle that. Amen. It's a constant warfare. Because it's not right with God. It's not saved. Amen. But thank God I am. I'm talking about the inner man is. But I battle the flesh. Amen. We battle sin. But you ever wonder why, amen, people are not hungry for spiritual things, the Word, amen, and holy things? And that's what I'm going to preach on tonight. Why so many are not hungry? Why are there people that's not hungry for the things? I was Be honest with you, I've been up here at the church all day, touching up some, doing some touch up painting, and I got thinking about while I was a painting. I got thinking about, man, there's a lot of things you want to hide. If you want to hide it, amen. I preached a message one time on rotten wood painted white. Rotten wood painted white. You know, a coat of paint can make something look good. I mean, man, you can take something that's worth $500 and paint it, and it might look like $1,500. Hey, a coat of paint, amen, I'm going to tell you, it makes a big difference. Amen. And when it comes to car paint, amen, that none's cheap this day and hour. Amen. But even at the cheapest, amen, I mean, they can put a thin layer, they can put a thin coat, they can put cheap clear on that thing, and it might get by for a few years. Did you hear what I said? You might get by for a few years. But I'm going to tell you something. Rotten wood painted white, amen, it might look good, but that you covered up, it's still rotten. Amen. It's still, amen, good for nothing. And that rot's going to eat right through that paint. So why don't people, amen, enjoy diving into the Word of God, amen, every moment that they can? Why don't people, amen, enjoy, amen, and desire and hunger spiritual things, amen, every time that they can? Now, I know we're in the world, we're not of the world, we have daily lives to live, but I don't know about you, but I eat church, and I live church, and I walk church, and I talk church. Everything I do is around church. It's around spiritual things. Now, when I say that, I could enjoy a car show and be spiritual. I witness at car shows. Amen. You may have a hobby of hunting. Amen. Hunting's a good time. Amen. You can get in touch with God. But listen, to be hungry for the Word, and oh, by the way, how's your Bible reading? For the last 3 years, I've tried to encourage you to get your Bible read through, amen, through this year. Get your Bible read. You say, well, I don't understand it all. Amen. Revelation around chapter 1, verse number 3, when he's talking about the book of Revelation, that prophecy, he didn't say, blessed is he that reads and understands. He said, blessed is he that readeth. Amen. Now, hey, you may not understand it, but you're getting the Word of God into you. All God's people say it. So why to be hungry for the Word? I mean, listen, there's something that you got to do. Amen. To have that desire for spiritual things, to have that hunger, amen, for, amen, the holy things, to have that hunger to be at church on Wednesday night. To have that hunger to be at church on Sunday night. Amen. To have that hunger to be at Sunday school on Sunday morning. Amen. Getting the point. To have that hunger to be at revival and to be at camp meeting. There's some things, I believe, amen, that we need to do first. And I believe in our passage that we've read to you, I believe some of these things, amen, was what hinders us from being hungry, amen. The Bible says there, amen, in verse number 1, wherefore, laying aside. I want you to notice that, laying aside. In other words, here's my definition, amen, put off. Laying aside. Now, I'll get these other words. It means, amen, to get rid of. Laying aside, amen. When I get done preaching tonight, amen, I'm going to go home after dinner or after I eat some supper or somewhere probably, and I guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this coat off, and I'm going to take my necktie off. Everybody with me? I'm going to get in some comfortable clothes. You know what that's doing? That's laying aside. Now, he said laying aside, amen, but he don't stop there. Now, when I say that, that means, in other words, once and for all, it means a complete action, not something that we do over and over again. Let me tell you something. When I got saved and I was born again, amen, old things, amen, are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You say, I got saved, but I'm still doing my old habits. Amen. You didn't get what I got. Now, sometimes we fight those old habits. Amen. But God makes you a new creature in Christ. Amen. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, if you say, preacher, I just can't get to where I can get back on Sunday night, or I just can't get back on Wednesday night, or this, but listen, I'm saying, amen, we've got to put aside, and he gives us some things. Amen. Until a person has made a complete break, amen, of sin in his life, a person cannot expect to have a hunger, amen, in his heart, have a desire in his heart for the Word of God. You can't expect to have a hunger and desire to be at God's house. Let me tell you something. If you can, miss church and it don't bother you, though you got a heart problem somewhere. No, I'm not talking about, you don't come to for Jeff Duncan, amen. If you do, you're coming for the wrong reason. Amen. Listen, but until you make a complete break with sin, amen, a person cannot expect to have that desire in his heart for the things of God, the spiritual, the holy. The reason is that, amen, that has filled our heart, amen, we filled it with the food of this world, amen, we filled it, amen, and it destroys the appetite. I'm going to say that again. The food of this world destroys the appetite. And if you're not careful, the food of this world destroys your taste buds. Yeah, I'm talking about spiritually, amen. I mean, you've got, hey, listen, there's people, several people in here had COVID. How many had COVID and couldn't taste? That's the weirdest thing I ever seen in my life. I at least could blow my nose in a cold and taste something. Just a tad, amen. But to be able, amen, not you could tell it's salty, amen, or you could tell it's sweet, but you can't tell what it was. If your eyes were closed, somebody help me. Amen. Listen, in other words, that taste, amen, taste is a very important part, amen. Glory, there might be somebody still suffering through that. Some of them are, amen. Anybody in here still suffering through the taste? You still suffering through the taste part of it. Listen, what I'm trying to say spiritually and trying to bring to you spiritually tonight, amen, if we eat the things of the world, I said we're in the world but not of the world, but if we fill our hunger with the things of the world all the time, it destroys the appetite for the right thing. Amen. It hurts our taste buds. Listen, hey, lay it aside. Well, let's just go there. In other words, we got to get a complete break, amen, with sin. So he says, laying aside. This is the reason why so many of God's people, amen, has so little hunger, amen, for the things of God. Nobody wants to completely sell out anymore. Nobody wants to completely sell out. They want God when they want God. They want the righteous things and the holy things and the spiritual things when they want him. They use God, you hear me all the time. They use him like a spare tire. They put him on when they want him off. They take him off when they want him off. And let me tell you something, friend, amen. I don't know about you, but I can't live that way. I thank God that I'm in a place in my spiritual walk with God that I am not comfortable. Now, there's people comfortable in living that way, and you know what? They're deceived by the enemy. So he said, laying aside. Then he said what? All malice. Laying aside all malice. In other words, that's the intention or desire to do evil. That's what I looked up today. The intention or desire to do evil. Now let me give you this in a nutshell right quickly. Amen. Because a lot of my folks has heard this illustration. Well, ain't an illustration, a true story before. Amen. I never forget one time a guy sat with me for about 4 or 5 hours one day. We was talking. Amen. And here it was in a nutshell. He said, if I believe something is wrong, he said, I believe something is sin, he said, I'll do it. And he said, then I'll ask God to forgive me. Well, let me just say this. Amen. We've all probably, amen, been there. We've all sinned. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. But let me tell you, a mentality, amen, of knowing that something is a sin and knowing that it's against God's word and knowing that it's wrong, amen, and to say, amen, if I know and I want to do it real bad and I know it's a sin, I'll do it and then ask God to forgive me. Well, let me just say, God will and can forgive you. But I believe that you're tempting God if you got that mindset. And I believe you won't do that long. Amen. You won't do that. I'm talking about if you're a true born again child of God. Amen. A child of God don't have that mentality. I'll say that again. Amen. A true born again Christian does not have that mentality that I'll see and I'll do it anyway and then ask God to forgive me. You got a heart problem. Did you hear me? That man, amen, that I spoke to many, many, many years ago, amen, told me that, amen. I didn't tell him that then, but he had a heart problem, or he would not have told me that. Are you with me? Let me tell you something, friend. Hey, my desire and my heart is not to sin against God. Why? Because God made me a new creature. He cleaned me up. Thank God he put that in my soul, in my spirit. Now, preacher, you mean to tell me you've not sinned and done something wrong? You knew it's wrong? Sure we have, but you don't practice doing it. And when you ask God to forgive you, you don't go back and do it again. Now, we've probably all done that, and God forgave you again. Ain't God good? Ain't God merciful? What I'm trying to say is you won't keep doing that and think you're going to get by with it and God's going to forgive you all the time, because that mentality don't work with God. Are you with me? So malice, he said, you got to put, hey, what? How do we get to where, amen, that we can have a hunger for the right things, amen? We got to put away all malice, amen? That intention or desire to do evil, that spite that you have. Boy, we could park on some of these. Amen. That ill will that you have. Hate. Boy, that might be just a four-letter word, but it's a big word. Bitterness. Revenge. Boy, we could park there. Grudges. Ill feeling. He said to put away all malice, all the intention, amen, or desire to do evil, all those things, the things I just mentioned, spite, hate, ill feeling, revenge, bitterness. Hey, we could take time and park on those. And hey, let me tell you something. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will recompense. Sometimes somebody do you wrong, amen, you'll say, well, I hate that person. Let me tell you, you better be careful about saying hate. Amen. If you hate somebody, you ain't getting the glory according to the Word of God. All God people say it? That's right. You say, how can you do that and been treated so dirty in your life, preacher? How can you do that? Amen. Let me tell you something. I've been treated, and I'm not going to go there, but I've been treated, amen, dirty, 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 amen. Hey, and this old flesh would want it hate. And I'll be honest with you. I've been treated so bad, if it hadn't been for God, I'd either be in hell or jail. All God people said. You say, why ain't you in hell? Why ain't you in jail? Because God, amen, in here. So I can look at my enemy and say, I love you. Now, I think it's legal to look at the devil and tell him you hate him. All God people said. Now, you say, well, I just don't understand what you're preaching. I'm just saying, listen, if you got an ill will or you got a grudge or somebody's treated you wrong, somebody's done you wrong, amen, God knows that wrong, amen. God knows, amen, how bad you have been treated. I'm just saying, God's saying, hey, if we're going to get to where we can have that hunger, amen, for the right things of God, we got to get all that malice. All that hate. Maybe there's somebody you need to go to that you need to say, I'm sorry. Boy, why God want me to do that. Amen. How many's in here ever had to say, I'm sorry? You've heard me preach on it. Amen. Listen, I've had to do it. How many's ever had to say, I'm sorry, and didn't really know what you're sorry for, but God said, do it. I've had to do it. Amen. You say, what come out about it? I don't know. And they've wondered, and I've had them to say, you don't owe me an apology, or you don't have to be sorry. Amen. But God told me to do it. And when God tells you to do it, you better do it. Amen. So all out, how do we get to the place of holy loving and hungering after those holy things? Amen. You got to get away, all putting away all malice, laying aside all malice, and then all guile. That means to, the Greek word, amen, means to bait up. Means to catch with bait. Now, I started to say you can't catch a fish with just a hook. The right analogy is you can't catch fish with just a hook. It depends on where you're fishing. What was that? What is that pond that used to be up there next to, what was the name of that road? Up 80 there. Up above the church, and the fishing pond is over there above the campground before you get to the other one. Amen. Boy, I went over there with camping. Amen. We went over there, and son, we was gonna go fishing. Son, all I had to do is just toss that hook. Every time you toss that hook in, boy, you pull one out. You know why? Because you had to pay for everything. They must have had them fish starved to death or something. When they seen that hook, they snapped it. Somebody with me? So what are you getting at, preacher? Guile means to bait up. Guile. And what? So he said we to put off guile. What do you mean catch with bait, preacher? Listen, we're not to be sly. We're not to be crafty. When you put that worm on that hook, you know what you're doing? You're trying to disguise that hook. You're covering up, amen, that hook, and you putting that worm on there, amen, to where that fish won't... Everybody with me? We're not to be crafty. We're not to be sly. We're not to be underhanded people. But we need to live above board and open and sincere. We need to treat others fairly, above reproach. Amen. I mean, listen, guy, he putting away all malice, laying aside all malice, laying aside all guile. Amen. In other words, amen, that, hey, you ain't doing nothing but hindering yourself, amen, if you're trying to be crooked. You trying to be underhanded about something, amen? We put up one political season many, many years ago where the old sign was hanging in the air out there, and it said, beware of half-truths. You might get the wrong half. And the newspaper come by and took a picture of that sign and put it on the front page of the MacDown News, amen, because it's political season. Beware of half-truths. You might get the wrong half. In other words, God wants us, we're not to be underhanded people. It's quiet tonight. Amen. We need to live above board. Are you with me? We need to be open. We need to be sincere. Listen, I'm talking about living, amen, above reproach, amen, and treat others like you would want to be treated. There's a lot that could be said about that, but how many's getting it? How many wants to hunger? Amen. After spiritual things, and you got to get that malice out, you got to get that guile out, and then, amen, he said hypocrisies. My. But if you notice, let's back up here. Let's start verse 1 again. Wherefore, laying aside all malice. I don't believe things are put in the Bible just to take up space. I don't think God wanted it written. He didn't speak it, and he didn't allow it to be written just to take up all malice and all guile. But when it comes to hypocrisy, amen. And all isn't in front of us. Yeah, but I believe it meant all, because he said and hypocrisy. So you say, preacher, I'm talking about living to the place you can be hungry to be at church on Sunday school Sunday morning. I'm talking about living, amen, a life that you want to come back on Sunday night. You want the spiritual things of God. Hypocrisies, that's the practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs. But in other words, it don't weigh out in your life. In other words, you claim. It's the practice of claiming I'm a Christian. and you're living like the devil. It's a thing that you're claiming to have the right morals. It's a thing that you're claiming to have the right belief, but your lifestyle and your talk, hey, don't become it. Your speech don't become it. Your dress don't become it. I need help. Hypocrisy. In other words, hypocrites. It's one who impersonates somebody else. Well, you've heard me preach on it. We're not to pretend that we're someone we're not. That's what gets us in trouble. Amen. Amen. How many remember Reggie Sadler? I heard him the other night, amen, on a stream, amen, he was at a service, and he made the comment that his wife got a letter, and I wasn't planning on saying this. His wife got a letter the other day, and it was a man that wanted to be a girl. So they had all the surgeries. They had all the hormones, and then got right with God and wanted to go back to be a man. Too late. All God people say it. In one way, it's too late. When you have the surgeries, how many's with me? In other words, hey, let me tell you something. There's consequences to your sin. Amen. Hypocrisy. Boy, I just got word a while ago. You care if I announce it? Amen. About what you said was coming to MacDowell. Amen. He told me a while ago. He said next weekend. Next weekend, he heard that it was on Facebook. Yeah, it was on Facebook that somewhere uptown. Amen. There next weekend is the way he understood it, that there is a drag queen show going to come to MacDowell County. Drag queen show. Man, that about makes me want to preach. Let me tell you, I love the person, but they're demons of hell. I need help. Now, I'm not saying that you say, you're going to get in trouble, you'll get kicked off now. That's okay. Amen. Been silenced before. Maybe my not them. Zuckerberg might kick me off ashore now. Amen. That's all right. Are you with me? You know what that is? That's being a hypocrite. That's hypocrisies. Amen. That's practicing and claiming to have, amen, something that you're not. Being something that you're not. Amen. And let me tell you something. Hey, that's what gets us in trouble. We ought to allow the Holy Ghost to live out His life. Amen. In us. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hey, I want to hunger and thirst after the things of God. Amen. Hypocrisy. Put all these things away. Put them all away. Hey, you say, I just don't know why I can't get in there, and I just don't know why I can't have a heart for the spiritual things. It's because you're living too much in the world, and you're feeding too much off the world. God knows why I need to preach this. Then he don't stop there. He goes on to say, and envies. In other words, that's always wanting what you can't have. Always wanting what you can't have, amen. Now there's nothing, amen, hoping for, amen, and working to and toward as long as God's in it. In other words, that's discontented. It means resentful because of others' possessions. Amen. The Bible teaches about, amen, not wanting your neighbor's wife, or not wanting your, oh God, people say it, or husband, and not wanting, well, I'm a man. And in other words, it all boils down to jealousy. I mean, man, Keith Turner could come in the next Sunday morning in a $100,000 1957 Bel Air convertible. And I would love it. Or somebody could come in, amen, the church parking lot, amen, in the tonight service in a new 2022, amen, GMC Sahara. Anybody see it? And I'm bragging on it. But I'm going to tell you something, envy. Some people, amen, would be, hey, envious of what you drove up in tonight. Some people would be, I like 57s, man. I like them old cars, man. I had one guy call me while I was over at Pigeon Forge, and he said, I got this 56. And he said, would you want to do any trading and with that Prowler? I said, yeah. I said, yeah, hallelujah. I went by and looked at it, amen, and it was worth more than what. And I said, yeah, but then he come back and said, yeah, but I need this much to boot. Didn't work out. All God people said, didn't work out. Oh, and by the way, them cars is not all mine. I couldn't do it without Dad. All God's people said. What are you saying tonight? I'm saying people be envious of that GMC Sahara. Be envious of that 1957 Chevrolet. If I come in next Sunday with a 22 Cadillac Escalade, watch that.
Unless somebody dies and leaves it to you, won't.
Next week, Adam's going to drive up in a 2022 Dodge Ram. Mama's looking at you, Herbert. But what I'm getting at, envies. In other words, there are people that would get upset. Would be, I'm talking about, hey, they would harbor envy in their heart. And upset, amen, because you got what you got. Let me tell you something. That don't bother me. You ought to thank God. Hey, Brother Jimmy, I didn't have that plan, but you drove it to church. Amen. She drove it to church. Amen. Didn't have that plan, but I'm going to tell you something. You ought to thank God they're able to do that. That God blessed them with it. Amen. Thank God for it. If God blesses you with it, honor Him with it. As long as you honor God, you put Him first. Amen. You pay your tithes. You do what's right. All God's people said. Nothing wrong with that. But the envy and wanting something somebody else has got. Some people, amen, can't stand it. Some people can't stand it. Amen. Paul looked at me a while ago. Paul looked at me a while ago and said, he said, now you're going to have to go trade up. I said, no, not me. Amen, not me, not me. I'm glad that's not my heart. But some people, that's their heart. Got to live up to the Johnsons. Got to live up to the Johnsons and their new Honda. What is it? CRV, all God's people said. I mean, it's getting where I'm going. Envy, that's wanting something what somebody else has got. We got to get that. Hey, man, you ought to thank God. I live in a 1997 double-wide trailer. And I'm going to tell you, I think it's a $1 million home. Why? Because it's home. And I'm happy. And it's almost paid for. Now somebody shout amen. Glory to God. Amen. How many more years we got? 5 or 6 more years? If I live to then. Hallelujah. And thank God. Amen. All God's people said. But some people look at somebody else and man, they got this and they try to keep up with one another. God didn't intend for it to be that way. You ought to thank God for what you got. You had a way to church tonight. It might not have been a brand new car, but it got you to God's house. Amen. You might live in a single wide trailer. Amen. That's okay. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, I have two before. Ain't all God people said? Nothing wrong with that. Long as it's home, and long as you honor God with it. And quit worrying about everybody else. In other words, he said, we need to, if you want to get, when I think I ain't got much to say, I'm about to quit saying it, ain't I? Envies. Let me get to this. Not only that, he goes, evil speakings. And all evil speakings. You want to get to the place that where you got a hunger to be and for the things of God? You got to put that evil speaking. In other words, speaking down to another person. You ever heard anybody speak down to somebody else? I'm talking about they speak down to somebody. I can't hardly take that. I'll just be honest with you. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care what you have in this life. You have no right to speak down to somebody else. Let me tell you something. That's the reason, amen, that's the reason people ain't in the house of God today. Amen. It's because, amen, they've been spoke down to. Let me tell you, the drunk that walks up this highway, Yancey Street, they're welcome to come in here and sit down in this pew. Help me, church. As long as they don't, amen, cause any trouble or disturbance, it's all right. Amen. They're welcome. In other words, slandering somebody. Yeah. To talk about him behind his back or behind her back. Hey, he said, if you want to, but you won't be more, you won't have a more hunger. Hey, man, we got to put away these things. We got to lay aside these things. Don't, hey, complaining, evil's, hey, complaining is evil speaking too sometimes. Amen, complaining. Sometimes you better be careful what you say. Better be careful what you complain about. Amen. Let's move on. Evil speakings. Amen. Evil speakings. Boy, I could go a long way. How many wants to get closer to God? How many wants to have more hunger for holy things and righteous things? Then he goes on. Now listen what he says. As newborn babes. What's a newborn baby? The idea here is just as newborn babies desire milk naturally, amen, you should desire the Word of God. Just like that newborn babe desires that milk, amen, amen, when it's born, you ought to be able, hey, you ought to desire, amen, the milk of the Word of God. Are you with me, church? For that's your food, amen. The word desire is emphatic, amen, meaning, amen, which means that it should be an intense desire. You should want to get into your Bible reading. Now, we're going to be fought to get that Bible out. You can read anything else, but you get that Bible and you'll go to sleep. You'll nod off. Amen. Why do you think that happens? Amen. It's because the enemy don't want you in that book. Hey, as newborn babies, amen, you ought to desire and hunger after that word. You ought to desire and hunger after the holy things of God. Let's move on. Then this, what's the next thing? Desire the sincere. The sincere. Milk of the word. In other words, sincere means unadulterated. It means pure. The Word of God is not like worldly teachings. The desire is not to be, amen, for watered down or perverted theology, but the intense desire to really know the Word of God. The sincere. I don't know about you, but I want that old song, I want to know more about my Lord. You ought to desire to want to know more. What this book says. And the more you get in it, and the more you study it, the more you'll want to know about it. My wife excites me when she studies. Amen. When I say that, and I'm going to tell you something, ladies. I ain't saying it's 'cause my wife, But she labors to feed you. I'm going to say that. She labors to feed you. Amen. Besides everything else that's on her table, I ain't trying to uplift you. I'm trying to uplift God in you. And when I say it, it thrills me, amen, when you study, because, man, you get talking to me. She's coming up the room. She said, she's just talking about what she's going to teach Sunday. Hallelujah. And she said, I didn't know this. Or she'll come to me, I didn't know that. Well, amen, that's when you need to get in there. And it excites you when you learn things you didn't know. Hallelujah. I mean, listen, I've read the Bible through several times, and I'm trying to keep it read through every year, amen, since I started several years ago, amen. But I'm just saying, every time you read it and every time you go in, glory to God, you find a little nugget here and a little nugget there. But I'm talking about the sincere, the pure, amen. I'm talking about you ought to have an intense desire to really know the Word of God. Grow. That you may grow. Desire the sincere miracle of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Angie, would you come to the pen, and I'll close in just a minute. What do you mean by grow? When we get to the place that we lay in these things aside and we're wanting to hunger more after the things of God, you'll grow. You'll get in that sincere milk of the Word of God. You'll get what you want, and you'll grow there. But I've had people through the years come to this church and say, I've grown more at this church. Now, that ain't me. Amen. That's God allowing God to feed you through me. All God's people say it, and the teachers of the Word. I've had it, man, and it just amazes me. I'm talking about people say, preacher, well, I've grown more being here than I've ever grown in my walk, in my Christian life. You know what? That you ought to thank God that you got a church that they're growing in. But we ought to grow, that we'd grow thereby. In other words, making that spiritual progress in the Lord. Making, glory to God, it just blesses me. Then there's things I preached on, amen, years ago and preached on ever since I've been here. And then I'll have somebody come up and ask about it, and I'm thinking, where have you been? Where have you been? I preached it. Amen, where have you been? Amen. All God's people say it. But I'm going to close in this last point, amen. But it says that you may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Gracious. Glory to God. I'm thankful that the Lord's gracious. I'm thankful that the Lord's gracious. And when we get to the place that we're laying these things aside, we'll get to the place that we can shout for the Lord because of the grace of God that He's shown you. Hallelujah. How many knows the grace of God? Let's stand our feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. That's the message that God's laid upon my heart. I wonder who needs to come to the altar.